if they are term babies with otherwise uncomplicated pregnancies, their birth weights can be much less than other babies.
And why is that significant?
Subsequently, that is significant because they can actually have problems in feeding, they can have problems in growth, and there can be long-term problems that can also occur because of it. What's important is that medical research has definitely established that it is very bad for the fetus, smoking. But actually, there may be lots of things which we don't know which could actually be harming the fetus. So yeah. Once we have more research, we'll be able to say that it's actually much worse than we actually think it is, smoking in pregnancy. Mm. And I think, I mean, mothers are always asked if they are smoking, and they always ask to quit smoking. I think it should be far more strict than that. If a mother is actually smoking at the time of booking, I think that they should all be enrolled into a compulsory two-week program where you have to quit smoking, at least for the duration of pregnancy, if not after. And in case there is insufficient attendance in the program, or if moms are not seen to be trying hard enough or quitting smoking, then this is a social concern. It should be looked at in the same light as child neglect and child abuse is looked at. So it should be something which is taken up by social services. So even maybe other aspects of care have to be looked at for those babies once they are born, because the mothers have not been able to provide a healthy environment for the fetus to grow.
Well, this is the thing. I find it so incomprehensible that someone would say, oh, I love my baby, I'll do anything for my baby, oh, apart from giving up cigarettes, because we know how many women do give up smoking when they, when they're pregnant. You say they're having, say, some sort of compulsory course and having 2 weeks to quit. Again, the friend of mine who smoked, she said, oh, my GP said it would be too stressful for me to give up smoking. I'm much better off cutting down. Would you advise that, or do you think that every single one cigarette a day is still too much?
I think one cigarette in a month of pregnancy, so that's 9 cigarettes in the whole of pregnancy, is also too much. I think healthcare providers are also guilty to a certain extent that we don't push this agenda enough. So maybe we can improve awareness at the healthcare end in actually promoting this whole aspect. But from a mom's point of view, it's important for all mothers to be told by their GPs, by midwives, what damage can be caused.
Do you think actually we're not being prescriptive enough, and not saying what you're doing is wrong?
I think so, yes. And there is a lot of subjectivity in the question. So you could have a midwife who could have as strong views as, say, you and me, or you could have a midwife who feels that things should not be as strict as that. So there probably needs to be more awareness even among healthcare providers, all through the levels of pediatricians, midwives, and GPs. But ultimately, it is the mums who are going to decide. It is the mums who are going to work hard to actually give up smoking in pregnancy. Yeah. So there needs to be some sort of impetus. And the reserve of impetus is that if they don't actually go through with it, there needs to be some sort of punishment or penalty. And that would be, I think, a reporting to social services if they do not cooperate with the whole quitting process.
When you, as a paediatrician, someone you've trained, you've done all these years of training and all these years of you know, university to help newborn babies, to newborn children, yes, you know, to save their lives and keep them healthy. When a baby is born to a mum that you know has been smoking, and a baby has those health problems as a result, or perhaps there's a miscarriage, there's a premature birth, there's a stillbirth or something awful like that as a result, possibly, or very likely of smoking, how does that make you feel?
It's something which is equated to the same degree as mums who abuse children, as social cases where babies are possibly going to be going into care because there are some safeguarding issues. As far as pediatricians on a ward round is concerned, we always make it a point that we don't objectify mothers. Mm. But in our minds, we feel that the same harm has been done to this baby as would have been done if there was a case of social neglect, if there was a case of physical abuse, etc., because the implications are tremendous, and the implications don't just end at the parents. There's a lot of implication for healthcare costs. Some of these babies need to be admitted for weeks in neonatal units because moms have chosen to smoke during pregnancy.